Hello, everyone. It's Gabriel here. It is Wednesday, September 17th, 2025, and things are going pretty good. I have hit a new milestone, finally below 350, which has been really something I've been really looking forward to. It's finally the point where now I am glad I can do so many more things, and I'm taking this opportunity to kind of think about how far I've come and really try to really reflect and appreciate the things that are going well for me and what I can enjoy about this stage of the process. Because I will admit, losing 230 pounds now is a pretty grueling process. It's hard on you, it takes a lot out of you, and it was very challenging starting out. I struggled with basic mobility, it was hard to move around, it was hard to stand for too long. And I have already incredibly transformed my body. I have lost almost half of my entire body weight from my highest, and there's still a long way to go, but I'm finally at the point where I'm beginning to taste feeling able-bodied. And I apologize for the harsh lighting. Truthfully, I'm not very good at timing these things, but I'm happy to be doing this. Also, if you don't mind pardoning my notes, I'm just trying to stay on topic because I tend to ramble a bit in ways that I'm trying to at least avoid this time around. And really, this is partially because 350 has been a big milestone to conquer. I am now on the bottom half of the 300s, which is somewhere I haven't been in really since at least 2018. It's been quite some time since I've been at this body weight, and it's really great to be pushing below some of the clothes I'm wearing now, and I am now just breaking in to 2XL clothes, which expands my options as far as what kind of active wear I can wear, what kind of things I can get in stores. So many things change, and it's really nice to be there. And the thing I've been most excited for is all the different options it opens up for me, where I'm now using different exercise machines. I used the exercise bike at the gym. I've also been using an elliptical at the pool pretty consistently, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm really loving the fact that I can get better at these things. And speaking of being at the pool, I'm glad that I can swim underwater. And so I'll actually, for those who are interested in watching the video portion of this, I can actually put in a clip of me swimming underwater because I was able to sneak in a waterproof GoPro to record that footage. And that's something I'm interested in comparing, you know, doing now and the future, because swimming out of water is fun, and that's the thing that's so great about where I'm at now, is that exercise gets to be something I enjoy and is not just this complete arduous task of trying to push harder all the time. And I'm trying to really think about how I can better appreciate and enjoy exercises. I'm trying to take on more fitness goals, because yes, getting the number on the scale down is an important part of this process, but I don't think it's the totality of health. And so I'm really trying to think of what kind of things I can fall in love with as far as exercise goals and really just fitness goals across the board. And I will say, I am finding working on cardio really enjoyable. The best thing about the elliptical is instead of spending so much time walking, I can now use a machine that allows me to get my heart rate a little higher than I would while walking, but it has so much less strain. You know, I'm not hurting my ankles. I'm not even hurting my heel as much, which is very, you know, really freeing in some ways. I'm like, wow, I can push as hard as I want on this thing and I'm not gonna feel too bad about it. But I will say, I definitely pushed the limit of that, because yesterday when I was using the elliptical, I did two bouts of half an hour with some resistance. I did try to break it up because I realized doing an hour all at once would be pretty demanding of me. So it was something I tried, and yeah, I certainly felt great while doing it. It was something that was fun and challenging to try, but it's funny, here I am today, the next day, I feel completely wiped. That absolutely took a lot out of me, and hey, it was fun, it was enjoyable, it was nice to just listen to some more intense music and see that, you know, push me harder and those kinds of things, and I'm really loving it. I really am enjoying becoming so much more active and more able. It's so amazing to be able to do the kinds of things in real life that I guess I've been avoiding. And that ties into something I want to talk about later, but I will say getting better at cardio gains is just fun, and that's what I'm really trying to feel is the fun of it. I love swimming underwater. I am going to miss effortlessly floating on the water. I'll say that's pretty comfortable and a nice way to relax. But I'm also finding it very fun to work on, holding your breath and being able to swim underwater longer. And hey, it's really only up from here. Once I actually sink properly, I'll be able to stay underwater as long as I can hold my breath and do cool stuff there. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. And to me, so much of this journey has been about learning because there was a lot of information that I was confused about. There were things that I, for instance, even now, I still am tempted to try to out-train diet issues. If I'm being too generous with food and that's slowing down my weight loss, my first impulse isn't really to dial in the food, it's to work on the training, which truthfully is a mistake. The diet really is foundational to the entire transformational process. It is a big part of the journey. And so I have been really trying to dial that in. I've been tracking pretty consistently lately, and I'm noticing pretty radical differences in the short-term results anyways. But the thing is that I am very fascinated by all the different fitness and nutritional information I've been trying to come across while I'm learning this. It's been really nice to learn how to, build muscle from the ground up. I never really got into strength training before, and learning that has been really a fascinating adventure because I'm realizing that it's like any other skill. I'm realizing just because I've been doing it for a year, I don't even think I'm particularly great at lifting yet. I realize that there are many gaps from where I am, from where I would ideally be to be good. And yeah, it's still fun to do. It's still something I'm working on, but it's fascinating to me to really recognize, yeah, there's still a long way to improve. And I'm finding that really gratifying. I'm finding it really gratifying to have these challenges that are testing me in ways that truthfully I would avoid in the past. I would avoid things that were, let's just say a little difficult to do because it would be hard on me. And I'm glad that this entire process, losing 230 pounds, almost half of my body weight at the highest, that's allowed me to get to a point. I have a new floor of confidence that helps me accomplish these things and take them on, even when they feel difficult, even when they feel scary. And yeah, I've been pushing pretty hard in general. Every time I've made some progress, I try to take on a new fitness activity thing. And sometimes I get a little too close to my limits. I have to back off from those gently and try to push them again. And I will say that process has been very enjoyable, although I do take it quite hard at some points during it. Whenever I have to back off from a limit, that is something I generally take quite hard. But I think building up tolerance to that feedback of, oh, I'm not being told no, I'm being told not yet by my body or whatever the specific feedback mechanism is. And so I am really trying to take that into account. I'm really trying to roll with the punches, so to speak. And that's the other side of it too, is I've really noticed that nutrition is also a very complex thing. I would say I'm probably more knowledgeable about weightlifting than nutrition at this point because nutrition is like incredibly complex. Everybody wants to say, oh, it's so simple, just eat healthy, which, hey, if you're eating whole foods and, not processed things and avoiding most of the big problems, yeah, you'll do quite well. But even I noticed that when I went on diet autopilot for a bit, I wasn't really concentrating on getting high levels of protein and I felt miserable for a while. And then correcting that by getting more protein made such a massive difference on how I was feeling during this process. And that's just kind of like the tip of a very massive iceberg where many people are talking about the food matrix now, where there's much more to various food items than just what you'll find on a nutrition label. There are many more complex interactions that it seems like academia is just beginning to figure out. And so I think there's a lot of exciting things to learn about diet and nutrition if people really want to delve into the details. And that's something I definitely am hoping I get around to really delving deep at some point because it's fascinating. It really is. And I am noticing just how foundational diet really is to how we live our lives. And it's hard because I think it's one of the many things that can create both positive and negative feedback loops. And one of the things I'm finding really exciting, at least on the exercise front, is that I am learning how to push myself harder. I am learning how to get better at really pushing hard when it's something that's like my body is telling me not to. And it's funny because I'm realizing I'm very far from that. It's something that will be very gratifying once I actually get to the point where I feel like I have more control over that situation than I currently do. And so there are so many small and subtle wins that I find incredibly gratifying. And I think exercise or strength or fitness as a whole is a very gratifying positive feedback loop. Speaking of positive feedback loops, one of the things that has been really great for me this entire time, when I started just writing about it, I wasn't really saying anything mind-blowing other than I'm having a hard time, I want to fix this, I don't know how, and I was just trying to write out my problems as best as I could. And even that, in hindsight, I wish I had written more. I wish I had put more things down, because many of the negative things that were I was struggling with at the time really were things that can absolutely paralyze you into inaction when you're overwhelmed by so many things. And that's why I find it hard when many people give weight loss advice. They'll say something along the lines of just do this one thing. And hey, maybe that one thing does make a difference for a lot of people. But the thing is that we all are dealing with a person, not a problem. We all have to realize that there are complicated factors in people's lives that make it hard to take on particular habits and strategies, and generally there is a bigger picture that needs to be worked with. And one of the things that I think made the biggest difference on this process that I've been taking on is the positive feedback loop of really just positive, genuine human interaction. This has got to sound crazy, but here I was on my small blog, you know, on my personal website that doesn't get a lot of traffic. This is just, you know, as obscure as it gets. I would still get emails once in a while of people saying encouraging things, offering their thoughts, and I would get some pretty detailed suggestions, and that was really appreciated, but especially the encouragement early on. And the thing is that's carried through as I've joined a gym and started going regularly. It's really nice to see people like visibly shocked at how different I look. I mean, it really was not that long ago that I was over 570 pounds, and just the reactions are genuinely nice, but like, it's such a great, encouraging atmosphere. I'm at a foot above fitness here. But the thing is that I'm sure many gyms have that great community. And that's an underestimated part of the equation. When you're interacting with people who don't see you, you know, say every day, and they can actually react to your changes and encourage you and, hey, answer questions. I've asked a couple of people for basic questions that help for things. And it really does mean a lot. And it's that coming out of the shell that is the polar opposite of the negative feedback loop I got trapped in, where I would gain some weight, I would be insecure about it, I would feel ashamed, and then I would honestly kind of struggle with things because I would get to the point where I would cut myself off from everyone. And that was really hard, because then I would adopt other negative coping strategies, such as eating more and, you know, feeling worse and trying to escape from all of that. And the escapism is a hard one, because you're avoiding your problems, but by avoiding the hard things in your life, you can also miss a lot of the good. By becoming so disconnected, by becoming so ashamed of getting so big, it was hard for me to even connect with the people around me, because my entire mindset was focused on not being seen. I didn't really want to be perceived much at all. So interactions with people, even when they were being nice, were somewhat painful on a really low, you know, emotional level. And so being able to experience the opposite of that, regularly going to a place and people generally being encouraging, I mean, I think that makes a pretty huge difference. It absolutely does wonders to me. And that's why I'm so glad that so many people have been so kind to me as I've been sharing this more and more, as I've been sharing these updates, as people have responded. And it really does mean a whole lot. And I think a lot of people starting out really do need that. I think it's hard because you don't really want to leave your shell. You kind of want to stay feeling safe. You want to be secure. And it's like, it's very hard. And so to me, if nothing else, it's a reason to be patient with people, because I think what it takes to change things is a lot of things will be changing in the background. And for me anyways, you look at my weight loss chart, it looks like I just suddenly one day decided to fix everything. But that was after a lot of work on other feedback loops in my life that were very negative and holding me back. And I'm just really just astounded and grateful that things have worked out as well as they have. The more I think about this stuff, the more I am excited for winter. This is going to come as a shock to people who regularly listen to these updates, because I've been very nervous about winter. I've been nervous about the cold. I've been nervous about really just, is winter going to keep me inside again? But the truth is, I actually went back and listened to my old recordings. I went back and watched some of the old vlogs I made for myself, and I went back and really just read some of my old updates. And what's funny is I realized how much I say the same thing over and over again. I have been saying that I need to work more on diet and not on exercise pretty much this entire time through. In theory, you'd think, here I am trying to work on this, I would learn it. But no, I am saying a lot of the same things over and over. I am running into the same situations consistently. Now, I think it's a process of refinement. I think I have been improving more than I think on these points, but there's always more to go. There's always more precision you can add to your process. And that's the thing I kind of noticed, is that to me, various things seem to happen in stages. I think the most important thing for me starting out was realizing that a growth mindset is very important. And to be honest, I really have to admit that before starting this, I don't think I really understood what a growth mindset was. Because you can talk about a growth mindset is about what you can do and how you can improve rather than worrying about your limitations at the time. But I think it's like many things where you have to try it out and really experience it to really begin to understand. I said before in a recording that, you know, it's nice to intellectually grasp something, but until you try it out, it's really hard to actually understand it on a fundamental level. But there's actually something that I think is the next level beyond adopting and understanding a growth mindset, but also moving from results-driven motivation to process-driven motivation. Because I will admit, when I first started this out, I was very focused on, am I, you know, the number on the scale. I was very obsessed with it. And I mean, I was weighing myself daily, which is generally not recommended. And I certainly wouldn't recommend it myself. I would say once your habits are in line, I honestly think weighing yourself monthly is probably a better idea, because day to day, there's just so much noise. Even at my size, I can only imagine if you're trying to lose the last 20 pounds. Yeah, weighing yourself day to day probably isn't worth it at all. And so I'm realizing and beginning to understand that a process-driven motivation by being more focused on, hey, am I doing things right? What are the things I'm working on? How am I making progress working on those? Rather than the results itself, rather than the number on the scale, rather than the visual changes, which, hey, are nice. You know, I'm not knocking either of those. But the thing is I've realized that what's really pushed me forward as far as being able to tackle and manage this problem has been the transition from not just no growth mindset to a real growth mindset, but also trying to shift, because I'm not done this, not at all, trying to shift more onto focusing on process rather than results, focusing on the things that will help me live a healthier, happier life rather than necessarily the numbers that I can put together, because the numbers never capture everything. Just like the nutrition label will not capture everything food will do for you, both good and ill. It's also not the same that the number on the scale and even weightlifting numbers and the other numbers I can collect, they're just a part of the picture. And so that's why I'm really excited to learn how to push harder, how to train harder, and how to make progress in that way. I'm very excited for what's up ahead, which is why I'm no longer afraid of winter. Winter now to me is a new challenge. Winter is something that I think I can really do quite well in now that I've really dialed things down. I mean, I was really nervous all summer about not losing enough. And yeah, my numbers slowed down a bit. And I feel in a good position to continue to make progress. And I think being more focused on the process rather than the numbers, even though, yes, I am still going to push hard towards my ambitious target this year of trying to lose 200 pounds this calendar year. And it's pretty close. I'm, you know, lagging the percentage points a little bit, but I think if I continue the way I have, I can really meet that target. But again, this year has been phenomenal. Things have changed in so many great ways that truthfully, I can be happy even if I don't make that target. And I think to me, that is the real sign that I've gotten better at this. I think the real sign is the fact that I can see this ambitious target that Past Gabriel made that, yeah, was kind of a shot in the dark. Oh, that's so great. But the things that excite me now about this process are, am I exercising a lot? Am I enjoying the exercise? Is it really challenging me? Am I pushing myself further? Am I able to expand what I'm able to do in the real world? Those are all things that are now so much more meaningful to me than just the number on the scale. And so I think, personally, the more I think about it, what makes it so hard to start out in trying to make this radical shift, body transformation-wise, but honestly, as far as a whole life mission, I'm realizing that there are so many negative and positive feedback loops in all of our lives. And I will admit, I very much underestimated the power and also the danger of these feedback loops. I mentioned earlier about how social isolation has definitely impacted me in negative ways, especially during the COVID years, but even beforehand. Beforehand, it was pretty much self-imposed. Beforehand, I let my own shame about my size get in the way of connecting with people, which made it harder to embrace that positive feedback loop. It made it harder to want to reach out for help and get support where it probably was available. That was a very challenging thing. And the thing that really helped me turn things around at the start really was recognizing that my own self-loathing, my own negative self-talk itself was a negative feedback loop holding me back. And I'm very happy to say I found resources that helped me make a huge amount of progress on that. But I'm going to be honest, it wasn't just information. It wasn't just somebody telling me, oh, maybe you shouldn't think that way. It wasn't just reading a book and, you know, knowing the ideas. No, it's about putting things into practice. And I can honestly say the craziest part of this transformation is not how I look differently. To me, what this journey has taught me is that I'm now understanding the difference between being someone who thinks about things and now somebody who actually does things. Trying to take on more, trying to do more is something I have been kind of struggling with a lot of my life. And now that I understand the feedback loops at play, now I have a much more nuanced understanding of the feedback loops that are at play in people's lives. And to me, this makes me want to give a lot of people a lot of slack. The fact of the matter is many people give up on people very easily. They argue that people aren't even trying. But I actually think the more you analyze how the lack of positive feedback loops and the addition of negative feedback loops can really wreak havoc over somebody's life, it's so clear to me that many people are suffering in silence in ways that is totally unnecessary. And it's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to get impatient with people. But I'm now at a point where I feel like I have a much better understanding of what drives my own situation, but also what drives many of the problems many people have. And so I am now at a point where I can say, I actually don't think anyone is too far gone. I mean, it's hilarious because one of the weight loss communities that I participate in is there's a fat loss thread on 4chan's fitness board that I contribute to regularly. And when I was starting at 500, many people there didn't believe 500 was somewhere people could get back from. The argument was, oh, if you get that big, you don't have the strength to do it. And well, at least I've proven you can get substantially farther away from that, which itself has huge benefits. I don't need to hit 15% body fat to recognize that I have made a lot of positive changes in my life beyond just the weight loss. And so the thing is that I think this attitude that people are far gone and that they can't be helped is a bit of its own negative feedback loop. And the thing that is giving me so much hope these days is that I'm realizing that human connection, human kindness itself is a very powerful feedback loop. Because when I think on the things that helped me the most, it's really not the diet tips. It's really not how hard I worked on a particular day. It's really not. I'm noticing replacing negative feedback loops by trying to lessen how severe they are and taking on positive ones, which is about building better habits. All of that is what really drove the transformation. And that's the great news, is that we don't have to do it alone. We can share our problems, our experiences, and many people share the same negative feedback loops. Many of us all have problems with things that drag us down. And I think many people are afraid to share what drags them down because it invites a lot of judgment. And I'm beginning to kind of understand why that itself, people sharing what's really weighing them down, is fundamentally important for all of society, but especially the people affected by this, turning things around. And I think we need to emphasize more the positive feedback loops. We need to emphasize more the power and potential of people being there for each other, even the smallest acts of kindness. I think, at least in my experience, people vastly underestimate, especially those of us mired in our own guilt and shame. We really underestimate the impact we can have on the people around us for the better. And so that is a big part of the motivation for why I'm sharing this, because I'm going to be honest with you. At the start of this, I thought I was too far gone, and I'm glad to have been proven wrong by past self and current self as I continue to work on this. And it's given me a very different understanding on a lot of issues. And so, thanks for listening to me, the terrible sap. I know this is quite a rigmarole, but this particular milestone means so much to me. I am so excited to continue to push forward. I'm so excited to be at the point where I will be a healthy body weight at some point in the future, and that is phenomenal to me. But I haven't just learned how to lose weight. I've learned so many other things, and that's something I feel obligated to share as well as how this is going. So really, just as far as an update goes, things are going quite well. I am loving being more active, and I am no longer afraid of winter. I am excited for what I can do moving forward, and hey, I am now closer to below 300 than 400, which is crazy to me. I'm still not fully processing what that truly means to me. And hey, I have my DEXA scan booked for the end of this month, so I will actually get to see what's underneath all this, and it'll give me a very detailed look of where I am at that point that I can compare with in the future. That's something I'm really excited for. I'm excited to dig into those numbers and kind of see how things change on the way down, because it's fascinating to me, and I love that I can learn so much during this process, and that's what I'm really enjoying. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate anyone giving this any attention at all. I really, starting out, I didn't think anyone would, and it's been nice to find my own examples of other people making the same trip, and it gives me a lot of hope, and I hope I can give some of that back to others. So thank you so much, and have an excellent one.